I wanted to create an environment that sort of felt like looking into a snow globe designed by Tim Burton might look.
The best thing to come out of darkness is light. And although many of the songs on Alison Moorer's new album, Crows, may seem somber at first, a closer listen reveals a woman working through difficult issues and emerging with a clearer perspective that's enabled her and listeners to see the brighter side of things. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Alison Moorer's seventh album finds her working in a slightly different manner. She's not sure whether it's because of experience or her age or the confidence that comes with both of those things, but she feels that her latest release, Crows, is the most open she's ever been. Musical inspiration seemed to reveal itself to her at unexpected times. She'd be cooking or just sitting on the couch knitting when an idea would just seem to unfold. Coming from a musical family, Alison has always had the support to express herself through song and melody. Her husband, Steve Earle, has always been very encouraging in helping her work through material. And throughout Alison's life, her sister, Shelby Lynn, has also been a source of comfort and motivation, as she told FUV's Claudia Marshall.
What's great about having a sibling that you're close to is that you do serve as each other's memory sometimes. I know that Shelby and I are for each other because she remembers things one way or remembers some things that I don't remember, and vice versa. It's amazing what you can get differently living under the same roof. But we do talk a lot about growing up because we don't have our parents anymore, so we have to... I think we feel like we have to talk about, remember this, remember that, remember when we did that and wasn't that funny, because we want to keep those memories alive. But, you know, every now and then she'll write something that, and I go, wow, I know exactly what you're talking about when probably no one else on earth does. And it's a really cool thing to get to share our lives together through song.
July 1981. Summer sun. Sissy got a fishing pole. Went down to the honey hole. Greasy fiery frying pan. Viola grabbed it with a hand. Burned so bad a skin it peeled. I saw the truth revealed.
So newlywed, moved to New York, you're pregnant, and I don't know what kind of a record I was expecting. I think I was expecting the newlywed record, like the la 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 la.
Yeah.
And this is so dark.
Well, there's some light in there.
No, right, you can't have one without the other, can you?
You know, it's just about exploring everything for me at this point. You know, there is dark, but there's light, there are shadows. It's about exploring all of that. It's also about fighting for happiness. You know, that if I could sum up the record in one sentence, it would be that you really, I don't know anyone who's happy that doesn't work at it.
Yeah, it's not so, like somebody's going to come along and just hand that to you on a platter.
Right. So it's about exploring all those dark places and accepting them and getting comfortable with them and then going, you know, I can accept these things and I can be happy too.
Storms gather in her head some days. All the happy is replaced by the raindrops falling down her face. She's washed away. Every step she makes feels like a mistake. Don't watch her, don't see her, but she'll never say a word. She's a broken girl.
Music from Alison Moorer and the song Broken Girl from her latest album, Crows. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.